Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 17th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. And right now, we are very humbled, very honored to have with us Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids team competitors with us. We have some pageanteers with us right now. I want to let you guys, I'm going to introduce you, and you can say your say hi as I introduce you so everybody knows a name to the voice there, if you will. We have with us Olivia Hoyer.
Hello.
Hey, Olivia. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We have Kayvana Lohr.
Hello.
Hey, Kayvana, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Gianna Peters.
Hi.
Hey. Thank you three for being here. Really appreciate the time, ladies. Let's have some fun. Let's have fun. Let's tell people what this what we're getting together for. We're talking about the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids pageants that are coming up. We'll tell you more about the details and how to get tickets real soon. But for now, let's start with, especially to people that have never maybe taken in the pageant before, what they can expect. And let's start with the phases of the competition. There is a private interview, there is fitness and activewear, talent, evening gown, and onstage questions. Now, I always rocked the evening gown portion of this. No, I'm kidding. I've never done anything like this before in my life, and I respect and admire all of you for doing this so much. I've been acting since I was 7 years old. I've been doing radio for 22 years. I could never do what you guys do. Never. The most confident I've ever been in my life, and I couldn't pull off what you guys do. So I genuinely do admire what you do and think it's very cool. But I'm curious, when it comes to the different layers of the competition, the phases of it, do you have a favorite? Do you have one that stands out to you? And I'll just go down the line here, Olivia.
So I think my favorite is probably the talent, just because every girl can shine in whatever they choose to. They get to pick and just be who they are in that one and really show what they enjoy personally.
Yeah, very cool. Kayvana.
I agree with her. I think the talent is really neat because people do different talent and explore like what they really like.
Yeah. And Gianna.
I think the interview, because I really like talking to people and I like having people get to know me and getting to know others.
Very cool. Please don't take my job. I need this job, please. That's great, though. It's good. Those are all great points and great things that you can take with you as you go on in your careers or your jobs or your lives, whatever you might do. So let's get into maybe an aspect of the phases of the competition that I don't want to say makes you nervous or anything like that, but one of the things when you first saw this that gave you a little bit of a pause, if there is any. Olivia?
I think mine probably is just the evening gown because I'm so nervous I'm going to trip on my dress.
Oh, I don't blame you. No, but it's charming. If you do, it's charming. So, yeah. You know, don't worry about it. Kayvana.
I think it's probably like the walk, like, or even walk, like, because we go like in a little circle and I feel like I'm going to trip over my heel. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's understandable. Yes. And Gianna.
Also, evening gown, because this is my first pair of heels and I'm not good at walking in them.
Oh.
And I'm nervous, but I'll get better. Practice makes perfect.
Yes. I will let you guys in on this, and this is just between us, okay? You can't tell anybody else, all right? My first role, I've been acting for a long time. My first role, I had to play somebody that walked around in heels on the opening of the play. And spoiler alert, I have never worn heels in my life. I had to actually practice in my apartment walking around in them and everything and driving my downstairs neighbor crazy. I had no background with this, but it was something that I was able to adapt to. And I feel so much of what you're saying about the tripping and that. It's kind of funny when you think, if you take a step back and like, we've been walking literally our whole lives. And this is the thing that we worry about, walking. But it's understandable. And I appreciate the honesty and the vulnerability that you share with that, because I think that another part of why we do these interviews is, one, to highlight you guys, to cheer you on and to celebrate what you're doing. It's also the younger girls that are out there listening and the ones especially that are on the fence about maybe doing this. Well, that gives them some relatability. They hear that and like, well, that's something I would worry about. And they feel a little bit more comfortable maybe doing this. And hopefully we get more and more young ladies doing these competitions. So I appreciate you guys sharing that. Let's get into your talent. Let's talk about that a little bit. Olivia, what will you be doing for your talent?
So I am doing a sassy jazz routine I'm trying to incorporate. I kind of tried to incorporate it with my CSI about trying to, because mine's about mental health. And mm-hmm. So I tried to do mine as a story about how you are writing your own story and not to let anyone dictate how you feel about yourself.
Right on. Very cool. Is that something that you have done for a long time?
I've only done it for the past 4 years just at my local high school. It's something I really want to continue to do throughout my years.
Very cool. Very cool. Kayvana, what talent will you be doing?
I'm doing traditional Hmong dancing, so that's part of my culture. And the song is, like, in my language, so it's about, like, supporting other women and or, like, the Hmongs and having success for each other.
Very cool. Very cool. And that's one of those things, and this is the case really with everything you guys do, but certain stuff maybe a little bit more than others. Win or lose, the representation matters, and that's very cool. And good on you for doing that. Very well
Thank
done. Gianna, how about yourself?
I'm singing a song about having a dream and fighting for what you think is right and giving everything your best.
I'm so jealous of singers. That's really cool. That's really cool. Have you been singing for a long time?
Yeah, I've been singing since I was a little kid. My mom is an amazing singer, and I've learned everything from her.
Right on, right on. Very cool. So let's get into also your community service initiative. And this is one of my favorite parts of the competition, is hearing the things that matter to you guys. Causes, I think, are important to us as we get older. It's one of those things that we don't really think about in school. There's no class for what cause should I care about? You don't really get to pick that. Something just speaks to your heart to like, oh, this matters to me. I want to put dedicate a portion of my life to this. I think it's one of the bigger things we find about ourselves as we're finding our voice, and certainly one of the greater parts of our adult lives. So when it comes to this for you guys, I'm very curious to know where how you came to the decision to choose one and what you chose. Olivia, start with you.
So my community service initiative is called Break the Stigma Mental Health Awareness. I struggle with mental health. I have a lot of family members who struggle with it, especially just the idea of being afraid of what your peers might say. There's a lot of, I feel, stigmas towards it about how some people might be over-exaggerating or just making it up. So I really want to try and eliminate that as much as possible and just know that people can feel comfortable in their bodies and know that just because they have a mental health problem doesn't mean that it can be a weakness for them.
Yeah, very well said, Olivia. I think that we've done a good job as a society of talking about mental health. And nowadays, we don't have to say it in a hushed voice. We can talk about mental health openly and everything. In major part to your generation doing such a great job with this front. But we still, I almost feel like now the heavy work comes in. Now we got to start doing looking in the mirror. And and it's not just mental health is important and we're saying that to the world. Well, now we got to look in the mirror and say it and do some work ourselves on our own mental health and well-being. Some of that is important, or some of what you're doing here is important when it comes to that and kind of putting a mirror in front of people in some ways. That's really good work. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Is this something that you've cared about from a young age?
Yes. So, yeah, it's something that I've seen from my family members, both my parents, my cousins. I've seen it since I was little, how it can affect people. And I really just don't want, like, my younger brother to have to go through those same things. And some of the friends I've got that are younger than me, I don't want them to go through those same things I went through in high school.
I have such a relatability with that. Very same background for myself, and appreciate that. And I think we need we can use more and more of that in society. It's really good. Good on you.
Thank you.
Kayvana, how about yourself?
My initiative is a positive self-identification, a healthy sense of self. I chose it because I feel like our like generation right now is like really hard to like show who we really are, because we try to like want to be a part of someone who we're not, and we're like always trying to copy someone, being like not ourselves. So try to be out of your comfort zone and be more yourself.
When I teach and I talk to students that are around your guys' age, one of the things that I try to get across, or I try to learn, is that there are certain things that I get that I can't get it. I understand that I don't understand it. I don't think my generation can understand what it's like growing up with social media, you know, and what it is like, some of the things that you're talking about there, and seeing that every day and it being such a part of your lives and everything. And the image aspect is something that I can relate to, that is something that has been around from the dawn of time as far as worrying about image and that. And the more talk, the more conversation that can be about that, I think is only healthy, only better for our society. Everybody's beautiful. Everybody deserves to feel beautiful. And embracing some of those things in ourselves helps us see it in others. Oftentimes, that's a really good one. Nice. How about you, Gianna?
My initiative is Feeding Our Future, Fighting Childhood Hunger. Me personally, I've never had to deal with food insecurity, but it's really painful to know that children in our community are. And I'm doing my best to help them get the food that they need and they deserve. And I help out at the food pantry, and I will continue to do so. Yeah, just getting food to children, easy, affordable, healthy meals. Yeah.
Well said. And also a cause that is very close to my heart. I grew up in the projects, grew up in a poor neighborhood and very poor. And one of the first things, because my mother is such a cause person, like that woman is very, she is a feminist and is a feminist. And I learned about women's rights before my own, just to give you an idea of how much she believes in these things. When I was a kid, we would oftentimes get food from pantries or from food stamps or something. But then like around Thanksgiving, we would do this and then go a couple blocks down and work at a food shelter or a soup kitchen. And I remember as a little kid being confused by this because I thought we should be in line. Why are we handing out the soup? We should be the ones in line here. But it was very important to my mother that my brother and sister and I learned that even where we were, we had it pretty good. Like even as bad as it was, there were people that had it worse. And when it comes to this issue of hunger, to me, I think that it's one of the things that falls on all of us. And everybody that we know, one person in this country should be hungry, period. Like there's no reason for it. And the more and more people that care like yourself about this cause and get behind it, the more work we can do on that front and really helping with that and putting a real dent on hunger. Good on you for doing that.
Thank you. You
mentioned it's something that you've cared about for a while. Is this something, so it sounds like something that you've thought about for a long time.
Yeah. My grandma, she helps out at the neighborhood table. It's a group every week, serves a meal. Mm-hmm. And now I do as well. I help out there every Thursday. And I love it because I'm able to help people and it makes me happy.
One of the things that I enjoy about talking with you guys and over the years and different competitors and everything is the way that you root for each other and look out for each other. I think when it comes to these initiatives, you're also creating some of that for the audience, for the people out there. Not only bringing attention to these subjects, but the fact that you care so deeply. And I've never had somebody come in and give their initiative and phone it in. Like every one of you guys, you can tell you really do care about the causes. That only creates more empathy in our society and more people to care about these things. You never know who you might spark, you were sparked by something that brought you to these things. And you never know who you might spark getting to care about this initiative these particular initiatives. Again, we're speaking with some of the contestants from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Competition. You guys are doing great. Nicely done. We're about halfway through, so nice work. I want to ask why you chose to do this competition. Before I get to that, though, if you don't mind also including in your answer if you've done this before. Olivia, I'll start with you.
So I have not done it before. I had thought about doing it for the last couple of years, but I just knew for me personally, with my own mental health and my anxiety, I knew I wasn't ready for it. Mm-hmm. And this new year, I just thought I feel a lot better about myself. I've gotten help from when I need it. And I just thought it would be a really good time to show myself that I'm ready and that I'm able to go out into my community and not be anxious around a crowd. And I just thought this would be a good year for me to try it out and see how I can do.
I think that's so powerful. I genuinely think that one of our superpowers as human beings is being vulnerable. There is a power in that, especially going forward in society and everything. To be able to share that right there is something that is so relatable to so many, young, old, man, woman, cat, dog, doesn't matter. Everybody can relate to that to some degree. And good on you for taking that initiative, for being able to do it. You've already won. You've already won when it comes to this. You're putting yourself out there. You're going to be on that stage. That's a win right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to note those things. I like that you share that because I gather that there's a number of people. So many of you kids I've interviewed over the years are coming from the same place. They're on the fence. They want to do this. They think it's cool, but they're a little shy or they're a little afraid of putting themselves out there. And every single one of them is thankful that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. It's noteworthy to bring that up. Kayvana, how about for yourself? Have you done this before? And why did you choose to do this?
No, this is actually my first year
doing
this. So what got me into this is partly because I've done like little things in the past too, and I'm a pretty shy person in general, so I wanted to like get out of my comfort zone more and not like stage fright stuff, but like I've done like dance performance, so I got this.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well done. Gianna, how about for yourself?
This is my first time doing anything like a pageant. And I'd never thought I was going to be doing this. I used to be more of a tomboy, and I was like, this is so girly. I'm never going to like this. I don't want to put on a dress. But now I am, and I'm glad I am, because I've learned so many things from this whole organization, and I'm happy I did it.
Right on, right on. I teach improv acting and writing, and one of the things that I have right now, and this happens every once in a while, one of my students is actually an attorney. He's about 5 years, 6 years older than I am, and he's taking the classes not to be on Saturday Night Live or to be the next great comedian. He is very uncomfortable in front of people. And as an attorney, that's kind of important. You know, he's got to be able to talk in front of people. And he struggled with this for, I think he said, 15 years. And so he started taking these classes. This Sunday, we had his fourth class. And this guy, the way he has come out of his shell and the way that he is with people, it's so cool to see. He's funnier than he realizes, and he's enjoying himself. And from what I understand, from what he's told us, he's felt so much better now, not only being in front of people and talking, he's felt better just internally, like just himself. Most things in life are reps. The more you do them, the better you feel doing it. And doing something like this is only going to benefit you. Whether you ever do another pageant again or you ever do any kind of job that you're in front of the people doing it, this is only going to build the confidence and only help you feel more comfortable going forward, whatever you do. So, you've already won, you guys, just by being here, putting up with me, and also hitting that stage this Friday, you know, coming up on Friday. We'll tell you more about the details on that. What are you most looking forward to about the competition? Olivia, how about for you?
So I think I really am. I'm definitely really excited to watch as many girls' talents as I can. I know I won't be able to see them all just because I'll have to get ready after mine. But I really want to see how all the other girls, what their talents are. I've seen little glimpses here and there at our practices, but I really want to see them shine and see what's personal to them and how well they do.
Nice. Okay, Vanna, how about for you?
People like getting out their comfort zone. Like I said, I'm a pretty shy person myself, so getting out their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be fun to experience and see. And Gian?
I'm also really excited to see what everyone else does, whether it's their onstage question or their talent. I'm proud of every girl who's stood up and took this chance, yeah.
And it's a common theme, you guys. Again, over the years, that's something that I've heard from almost every contestant. That's the thing that they take away from this. And even talking to, Hannah and some of our guests that have been Miss Wisconsin Rapids or something and gone on to do other things in our community and joined us on Midday Magazine here, I'll talk with them off air or something and it'll come up. And they still talk about experiencing this. They're still friends with a lot of the girls that they competed with and everything. The camaraderie that is created with this competition for people like myself that didn't know anything about pageants going into it, I think is so important. And earlier this morning on the morning show, we had a couple of contestants on and we were talking about this. And I'm reminded of my mother again, who was in the back of my head always. Speaking to when I first, the first interview I did and she heard it and afterwards, and she was almost teary-eyed. Because one of the things that's so important to her in society is women supporting women. And we don't have enough opportunities for that in society. And so she really took away from that whole conversation, like, this is breeding that. This is creating more and more of that in our society. And it's such a natural thing. I know the audience, this is an audio medium, you guys can't see it, but every one of these guests, when they're talking about this, you see it in their eyes. They really believe that it's really are rooting for each other. I'm sure, you know, it's nothing everybody likes to win, that ain't bad. I think wearing a crown seems kind of cool, but it matters more to root for each other. You're pulling for each other, and it's such a genuine, beautiful thing to see. I commend you all for that. That's really cool. Let's tell people a little bit about the details of the show in a moment. Before we do, I always like to find out how you guys feel about this. If you had somebody who is too young maybe to compete right now, but next year, the year after, they're going to be old enough to, and they're curious about doing this, what would you say to that person? What would you encourage them? Would you not? What would your answer be to that young person? Olivia?
I would definitely encourage them. I mean, I would tell them if they weren't ready for it to take the time to be ready for it. But I would definitely say that if they feel they could do it, to do it. Not even, let's just say you're not really into the pageant side of it, but you learn a lot about, we have the interview portion and the onstage question where it can really help with your communication skills and it prepares you just for future life. You're going to have to take interviews. You're going to have to talk in front of people. So even if you're not the type of person who wants to wear the dresses and hold the tiara on top of your head, just that ability to know that you can speak in front of an audience is a great thing to learn from this.
Good answer. Okay, Vanna?
Like she said, yeah, I feel like you should, like, try to do it, like, try new things in life, be out there, maybe like it's not your best things, but always try something new.
I had no idea I'd love salmon. I love it. I love it. I just tried it like a couple of years ago, and I had no idea. You're so right. You got to try new things. You just never know. You never know. Gianna, how about you?
I think salmon is very good. just go for it. It might seem scary at first, but the friendships you make and the life skills you learn are just unforgettable. You know, it'll be fun. It might seem scary at first, but everything turns out better.
Man, one of these kids is going to take my job. You guys are so good at this. So good. And you're only getting better with the communication skills. I mean, that ain't fair. How can I compete with that? The competition itself, let's give people the details of that. When is the competition? Well, it's coming up Saturday, October 28th. It'll be at 6 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Have you guys gotten to perform on that stage before at all, any of you? No?
I mean, since I went to Lincoln High School, I did concerts and stuff like that on there, but I've never done like the pageant on the stage
sure,
yet.
Sure, yeah. It's a great acoustics. It's a really nice theater.
I used to see a lot of plays there in elementary school, but I've never been on the stage.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's a really nice place to be able to take in a show and be on stage. If you are wondering how you can get tickets, you can get them online at misswisconsinrapids.org. That's misswisconsinrapids.org. Tickets are just $20, or you can also get them at the door on the day of the competition. So keep that in mind as well. And if you can't come Saturday, we have open rehearsals. I love that you guys do this every year. How do you feel about the open rehearsals? So you enjoy this part of it?
I'm really excited for it just because it's going to be that where I can actually practice on stage and I'll have that audience that I can show. So it's a warm up almost for it. So I'm really excited for that. And then that also people, if they can't come on Saturday or maybe they don't have the $20. I mean, it's $15 for the open rehearsal rather than the $20. So it just gives more people the opportunity to come. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. You guys, similar feeling, Kayvana?
Yeah, similar feelings. I feel like it's really good because then it gives us practice and like know how like the things flow. Like for Saturday?
Yeah.
I think so because the audience, you know, they're going to be there. They make noise. So that really changes how you...
It really does.
Mentally.
One of the things we do in theater is have a preview night, and in part because, say, I have a line and my cast and crew have laughed at it every day, but the audience doesn't. They laugh at something else. While they're laughing, I can't keep talking. I don't want to talk over their laughter. They're not going to hear what I'm saying. So having that live experience gives me that mental note of, okay, I got to hold my tongue for a second, wait until the laughter dies down, then I can jump in. Some of those kind of things you learn from the live theater experience, and it's nice to be able to have that. And to all your points about being able to get more people to be able to take this in is really vital too. It's important and it's fun to be able to support you guys. So you can take in the Friday rehearsal. Friday night dress rehearsal is open to the public. Tickets, as Olivia said, just $15 at the door. No tickets are being sold online for this rehearsal night, so you'll have to get those in person the day of the show. And again, that is Saturday, October 28th, 6 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more about this competition and others at misswisconsin.org. That's misswisconsin.org. Please do me a favor. Have fun out there. Break a leg. Enjoy yourselves. Say hi to your fellow competitors for me. And have a great time, you three. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. And again, go to misswisconsin.org to find out more information and cheer these young ladies on. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.